Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. It's so good to be back on the air. You know, the times we're living in now are most exciting. It's like things are coming to a head. Change is getting thicker and thicker in the air. You can just feel it. At least that's how it feels like to me. And I just wanted to touch on the notion of personal sovereignty and how that relates to the future. You know, it's a curious thing. We've all had such a collective experience here on Earth. So often we're going to the same schools, we share the same churches, we have the same institutions and governments, and that puts an imprint on us that is so decisively reinforced by our culture. I mean, we mingle with each other and we see each other's lives on the big screen and on the little screen. And we're taught how to think and how to go about our life and what our life should look like. And we're having this huge collective experience. And yet so much of it doesn't serve us. And the parts of us that don't serve us aren't necessarily obvious. It doesn't show itself all the time. And what I'm really excited about in this next phase of our human history is the new ideas and the new inspiration and the new paradigms that we're going to create in this collective. And that's where your personal sovereignty comes in, because as human consciousness rises, your level of inspiration rises with it. When you work on your personal power and you clean up your karma, the purity of your own personal energy cleans up, and that allows for a much higher level of inspiration to take hold within your persona. Well, to the mind, to the ego, when you get a bold idea, and most importantly, when there's nothing you can relate that idea to in your past, that doesn't mean it's an invalid idea. It just means it's the birth of a new paradigm. And it takes a really bold person who gives himself exquisite personal sovereignty to be able to stand up and verbalize confidently the inspiration of his heart and soul, of their heart and passion, because the new chapters that support humanity are going to come from within us, from within our own hearts. And so some time this week to think about your personal sovereignty. Do you have permission to be bold? Do you have permission to be the bringer of a new paradigm? Is there something about the industry that you've worked in all this time where you're having completely new ideas about? I would say trust that and give yourself that personal sovereignty to have it express exactly how you're feeling it. Because when you give yourself that permission, it allows a completely new paradigm to show up. That personal sovereignty that lets you break away from the pack and bring a completely new idea to the collective. So don't be afraid to be bold. These are exciting times, and that's the whole point. So I'm excited for humanity. I know we're going to do absolutely incredible things in the future. Heaven has come to Earth, and it's just going to spread. And I don't know, I'm excited, but all right. Now, I want to introduce our guest tonight, Denise Temple. She's a certified family herbalist specializing in live blood analysis, helping guide you towards better health through mind, body, and spirit. I want to bring her on the show and get this started. Welcome to the show, Denise.
Well, thank you for having me, Les.
Hey, you know, what exactly is a certified family herbalist?
Well, it's someone who has gone through the education of understanding how to use herbs in a medicinal way to add to their already existing diet and know how to do things in a natural way. So if you feel the onset of a cold, utilizing herbs in that way, if you just want to strengthen your immune system, ward off allergies, things of that nature, and much more. You can utilize herbs in that way, and the education that was provided to me gives me the ability to share that knowledge with others.
How nice. And I like the idea of the herbal element because it comes from Mother Nature. It's a natural component of our environment, so I always like the natural cure.
Yes, I think that one of the things that really is my guiding or driving force is definitely to do things as natural as possible, because I do believe that, you know, we have been provided with all that we need here on this earth, and herbs happen to be one of those things that can certainly add to keeping our life much healthier and happier.
So when did you first realize in your life that you were going to take this direction?
Well, I'll tell you, I grew up in a home that was very medically driven, Western medicine-wise. However, I was afforded the ability to see things just a little bit differently because both my mom and dad, being in the medical field, didn't do everything quite Western way. They were really more into understanding how the alternative way of doing things and educating their patients and clients so that they could, you know, share with them how to stay healthy, to do more preventative measures rather than having their clients and patients come to visit with them when they were sick. And so growing up in that environment, I got to see both sides of what was available out there, not just what most folks unfortunately see as their option of health care, to go and see their doctor, the primary care physician, who is dictated by their, you know, their methods, by what they've been taught in school. And I was certainly given another option to share with others that there's a lot of other ways to do things that are very old and historical, but that work and that are natural.
Well, very nice. I like that natural touch. And for you to have that observation with both parents in the medical industry and end up with the natural side of things, I have to think that there's some intuition that's coming into play here because... I mean, you know, there's so much information in our culture that pushes the Western medicine idea, and yet humanity's survived for such a long time. There's got to be natural remedies and whatnot. So I always like the notion that if you want a different outcome, you have to try something different. And I think that when you pay attention to something like that and you're observing it as you're growing up, I think that kind of thing can give you a deeper insight. What would you say makes you different from other health practitioners?
Well, I think that you touched on something in particular that is much different in my way of doing things when I work with clients, and very similar to many others who work in what we would call Eastern medicine as compared to Western medicine, is definitely being more in tune to the body And what makes me also different, since I practice in that way, is a tool that I use with my clients to assess where they're at. And it's something that's called lifeblood analysis. And it has been around for a very, very long time. Actually, practitioners, all doctors used to have microscopes in their office when they worked with their patients. And so they actually utilize this tool the same way that I do today. However, times change, and it soon disappeared from the medical practice office and arrived more so in the alternative health field. And when I use this lifeblood analysis as a tool with assessing where my clients are at, it gives me this great ability to really see what is going on in the body today, right now. We can look at things like cholesterol. Does the body have plaque, fat plaque, sugar plaque? And we can educate on where that comes from. The plaque will reveal to us whether or not the person has been subjected to certain toxins like heavy metals, herbicides, pesticides, which can be why they have symptoms of ailments. It can stem from those reasons. It can also let me know whether or not the person is having a lot of issue with candida and yeast in the body. The patient may know that they occasionally have an unidentifiable rash or some what we call toe fungus, things of that nature, but not realize how severe it is or where it stemmed from or how to get rid of it. I can also assess how the digestive system is working. Is it being efficient? Is it breaking down the foods, the proteins, the fats that we're consuming? Is it actually assimilating the nutrients that we're providing to the body? How is that all playing a part on how well we relieve ourselves? Is the colon working well? Is it congested? How about the kidneys? Are they congested? The lungs, the liver, the side effects of taking medication on a daily basis can certainly cause a lot of congestion in the liver. And a lot of times folks won't even know that, but later on ailments can show themselves. And if we were to know about that sooner, it would sure give us a great opportunity to do some footwork and make sure that those organs are nice and healthy and cleansed. The lifeblood analysis also gives me the opportunity to see if that liver congestion has then gone on to something further, like forming fibrinogen in the body. Is the body making fibrin and causing the possibility for clots in the body, which we all have heard at one point or another, whether it was from a friend or family member, or just watching commercials and TV shows, that a blood clot in the body can be very, very dangerous. We can also see with live blood analysis, what's the bacteria level in the body? Is it normal range? Is it excessive? Are we seeing an inundation of bacteria and the body's immune system is not handling what it should be able to handle? When you touch a dirty doorknob or you touch the carriage when you go into the grocery store, is the body fighting off those germs efficiently, or are you getting sick a lot? We can also see if there's any issue with parasites. You know, when we travel out of the country and we are subjected to things that are a bit different from what we experience here in our country, sometimes we can catch things, and we don't even realize it, that that may be what's stemming from our illness, is having parasites in the body. We can also see things like your sugar. How's your sugar doing? We may think, oh, golly, I don't eat too much sugar, but we don't realize how it is in everything, all these packaged goods that we happen to purchase. And we can see, how is the body responding to that? Is the body taking that sugar in, saving it for energy in the cells, or is it so excessive that it's everywhere in the bloodstream? And are you really somebody that we might be concerned about being pre-diabetic, because this insulin resistance is happening? So there's just so much.
Yeah, you know, that sounds so advantageous, like you're saying, with the preclude to diabetes. You know, just listening to you talk, you so don't sound like a Western doctor. And I would suggest, if you're listening to this and you haven't got the results through Western medicine, that Denise would be a nice alternative approach to take. I like the idea of you know, let's stop and open the hood and just see what's going on. Everything leaves a wake in the blood, or it sounds like, and by looking at what's in that wake, you can get a good idea of what's going on in the body. Wow.
It's a phenomenal tool to be able to use and share with folks who really, you know, could come from any walk of life. They could be an avid runner, an athlete, but really want to be able to go to the next step and be a little bit more healthy and don't know where to start. And educating folks from all different areas of life who want to be healthy and empowering them to be able to, you know what to buy in the grocery store, know what not to buy, and what really is going to serve them the best, because now they know. I did a live blood analysis, and I can see that all of this stress I'm encountering on a day-to-day basis is depleting my B vitamins, and that's why I'm having such a hard time dealing with it, and I'm fatigued all the time, et cetera. So sharing, you know, what's happening in the body and educating patients on what to do about it is so empowering.
So that would give them more energy to get through the day, and when you get home at the end of the day and you're wiped out, it's tough to have any extracurricular activities or anything that nourishes your soul, like dancing or music or something like that. If you're wiped out from your 9 to 5 and you get home and you just don't feel like doing anything, that can really be a slump you can get stuck in. And it sounds like from this analysis of that quagmire effect, that if you went through there and did what you do so well, then having that energy at the end of the day could make a real difference in the kind of lifestyle and life satisfaction you have. So do you have any like patient examples that you could share with us?
Sure. Let's see, something that would really a lot of folks could relate to. I often see clients who will come in and probably one of their largest complaints is fatigue. Fatigue, pain, muscle joint achiness, you know, just not feeling like they have a lot of energy, you know, midday burnout, wake up with stiff muscles, and, you know, they're like, I'm still young, I shouldn't be feeling this way. You know, so we look at what's happening in the blood, and many times with those particular types of symptoms, we'll see that the patient, in fact, does have a really poor digestion. Their cells are very sticky, which, as we may remember back from grade school, red blood cells carry the oxygen through the body, giving us energy, and when we eat a really unhappy meal to the body, maybe it's a high carb or high protein meal, and we feel fatigued afterwards, that's the body's red flag of saying, wow, that's way more than I can really deal with. And we really want to observe that, pay attention to what the body is saying to you, and we can see that in the live blood by the way the cells look and how it affects everything thereafter, the digestion, the assimilation of the nutrients, etc. But interestingly enough, we start to wonder, well, what else is happening here with the patient feeling that pain of joints and muscles, et cetera? And we notice that there happens to be a lot of candida and yeast in the bloodstream. Well, candida tends to disrupt your digestion, causing it not to work so well. So now you've got kind of like a double whammy happening. And so if we don't address that candida, you're going to feel the pain and achiness of the muscles and joints. You're going to have the headaches, the brain and memory fog. You're going to have sometimes the upset tummy, and you're like, wow, I don't know why that's happening. I always have oatmeal for breakfast. But it's really a repercussion of the candida. So when we see things like that and we start to correlate with the patient's symptoms, we really see what's going on. And we know that it's really important to help this person rid the body of that candida, teach them what foods to stay away from, what supplements can help them, and also educate them on how to not get that candida again once they go through that cleanse. Because we don't realize that there are many things that are out there that we do take part in, like, for example, antibiotics. Antibiotics is like the hugest contributing factor to a body forming and having candida in the bloodstream. And then, of course, everything that comes thereafter that we were just discussing. So when we have the opportunity to share with a patient what's happening in this particular situation and how to rid the body of the candida, we can certainly help the digestion process so much more, to be so much more efficient. And it goes on and on from there.
So you could process your food better and derive better energy from your food. I mean, boy, I really don't see an age group where this wouldn't apply. I mean, our food supply in the general sense has been so inundated with non-natural processing, to say it gently.
Yeah.
And we sit down at the dinner table and pass it around, and every age group in the household partakes. And wow, you know, so at actually any age in your life, there'd be a benefit to this. So it'd be really worthwhile to find out what's going on in your own blood. You're making me want to poke my finger now and send you a sample.
And, you know, you bring up a great point, because a lot of folks think that as soon as they hear the word blood, that means we're going to be drawing tubes of blood. And with this process, that is not the case. So let me just share that information so we can clarify for folks. It is, in fact, just a finger prick, exactly like a diabetic finger prick, where we take a drop of blood and we put it under a high-powered microscope, and then we portray it up on a screen so that myself and the client can see it together.
Nice. Very nice. So can you determine if somebody's ornery or obnoxious with a blood test? No, I'm kidding.
Well, we can certainly see if their hormones are in balance.
Yeah, I imagine that could go more ways than one.
Yes.
Well, what type of patients do you normally see? What are some common ailments that you treat?
Well, I'll tell you, I have folks who come to visit with me from just a large variety. Like I said, it could be the athlete. It could be the person who has, just wants to be healthy and doesn't really know where to start. It could be the folks who are, unfortunately, you know, been diagnosed with some ailment, whether it is something as diabetes or cancer or Lyme's disease, and they really want to be able to treat what they've got going on in a natural way, but they don't have the tools for that, the education for that, and they really want to be guided on where to begin and someone to walk them through that process to be certain that they actually make it to the finish line, not just to start and walk out of an office filled with, you know, bottles of nutrients, et cetera, but then they get home and go, golly gee, what do I do with this and how long do I take it? So really, my clients really consist of a great variety, children, elderly, middle-aged, professionals, athletes, et cetera, school teachers, police officers, because everybody wants to be healthy, and I think that really what holds most folks back from being healthy is the lack of knowledge and the lack of guidance. And unfortunately, a lot of times we have come to believe that by going to our regular doctor and paying that insurance policy, that that will ensure us health. And a lot
right,
of folks
yeah.
are not happy with that method. And
right.
they would really like to be able to do that in a natural way, and so there are other options out there, and for example, myself.
Nice. You know, I do a holistic practice called a karmic cleanse, and I work on the energy body of people, and when I work on them, I can see what's going on, and I can clean up their persona, and I tell them, you know, it's like you can snap right back to your old pattern, and you will not have gained much benefit from this, because it's like you need to replace it. If I'm eating bad food, that won't improve until the food I eat improves. And when I work on people energetically, their diet changing, and specifically what you do to go into their blood and say, this is arenas where you're not efficiently processing the energy from your food. But, you know, this radio show is about spiritual growth and empowering yourself. And I can see how effective a service like yours would be to bring your body along as you clean out your karma, clean out your body of those things that don't really honor it.
You know, that is such a wonderful piece of the puzzle that a lot of times folks forget about, and I so appreciate you sharing that, because when I work with clients, we may start with where the body's at physically, symptomology-wise, and how we can change that through food and nutrients and supplementation. But as we evolve through the process, you know, I always tell my clients, it's like building a house. We must have a nice, stable foundation before we start putting up the framing. And that's what we're doing when we talk about food and nutrition, et cetera. But then it evolves, and there are other variables that create this wonderful and happy lifestyle that I really believe all people would like to have and want to attain to. And it does include the things for which you're sharing, spirituality, physical activity, finances, social life, relationships, you know, and I actually have a whole 12-step piece of my puzzle that actually I work with clients. This is where we start and we evolve to see, what are you missing out on? Do you get enough time for your creative juices to be fulfilled, whether that's reading, painting, gardening, etc.? Are you able to actually experience that part of spirituality in your life that rewards you? Or is that what actually gets put on the bottom of the list because life's just too busy? So we walk through those variables, those other pieces that complete the puzzle or the circle, what I call the perfect life circle. Do we have all of those components in our circle to make us complete? What are we missing? What else could we work on to make that circle complete and perfect and make you happy? So, yes, definitely, to what you're sharing, you know, the spirituality part and the cleansing of old stories and old recordings and things that we didn't even realize were impacting our health and our happiness.
Well, I like that idea of balance. Because sure, the health of your physical body is very important, but you can have a very healthy body, and if your mind and your heart aren't in the game, you still can't quite feel fulfilled. I just got back from Las Vegas, and boy, what a disparity in images. I mean, there's these ginormously huge hotels, and that's perhaps an iconic idea of abundance, even though it's a shell of an idea, but still it's the idea of abundance, and yet there's not much heart to it, because, you know, one step out the door and there's a homeless person that would just love to have something to eat right now, and to have that disparity between having abundance but not having a heart reflects some of that idea of a balance. And, you know, you might be an excellent athlete and run an exceptional amount or have a high-performance time in a marathon, but if the rest of your life isn't in balance, you know, you still quite haven't hit the mark as far as that fulfillment that life is intended to give you when you are running on all cylinders. And that's what I really like about your program is you take the mind, the body, and the spirit and look at them collectively and look for balance between all those.
And that's so true, because when I encounter a client who's sharing with me that their life is super stressful, they're so fatigued, they're constantly getting cold, they've got these terrible mood swings, and they feel so guilty thereafter, you know, they've shouted at somebody or gotten upset when they really didn't need to. And, you know, they know that it's creating such anxiety within them. And we look at what's happening in their body through the live blood analysis, and we see that, in fact, wow, you're super low on your vitamin D, et cetera, and we walk through that process. Now we've done and serviced the body in the way that we is best for the physical part of it, but now how do we take the next step to being certain that we don't just go right back into that? You know, we don't want to say, well, life is crazy and stressful. I'm going to keep taking these B vitamins and eating all these great B foods, but I'm going to keep my lifestyle the same. Kind of
right.
Like that teeter-totter that's, you know, about to take a tumble one way or the other. We want to go one more step. We want to say, wow, let me implement something that's going to serve me as well with dealing with that. Maybe it means that you learn how to meditate. Maybe it means you go to yoga. Maybe it means you take these beautiful nature walks, you know, on the weekends. It can look like anything that is appealing to you, but sometimes it just takes somebody to kind of guide you along that way so that you can see that there are options.
Very nice. Wow. So where is your practice located?
I'm actually in Denver. My address is 126 West 5th Avenue, and it is just 2 blocks from Broadway area on 5th Avenue. And I share a space with a Dr. Rick Munn, who is a chiropractor, but he does something that's just very different than the average chiropractor, which is absolutely fabulous, and it's something called network spinal analysis. And so we have a great practice that is really focused, and the philosophy is all around the mind-body-spirit. And so it's a wonderful place, yes, right there in Denver.
What brought you to create your healing connection? At what point in your life did you see that this was going to be your path?
Well, it was some time ago, several years back, because even as I experienced at a younger age, you know, my parents being in the medical field, I did work in the medical field for quite a long time as an administrator, and I ran medical practices. I started a consulting firm that did medical billing, and I would go out and actually help practices get up off the ground or get out of the red and be productive. So I kind of got to see everything from the heart and soul there, and I realized that as I watched these patients walk through the door each day, it was the same thing. It never changed. It was the same person coming back with the constant cold and the constant flu. It was the same person trying to figure out how to deal with allergies and getting the shot, et cetera, et cetera. We've all seen it. We've all lived it at some point in time. And I just realized that, golly, you know, there's just got to be a better way. And I started doing my own investigative work, experiencing live blood analysis, working with nutrition, my naturopaths, working with folks who did essential oils and herbs, and I just explored, I mean, just like crazy to see where was everybody else going that wasn't coming to these practices. And as time progressed, I really just found that I could not get enough to feed my craving of information on how to make things work naturally, and took more and more classes and courses and licensure and certifications and started my own practice finally, and decided that it was time to really put it all into motion outside of just the family and friends. And because people would ask for it. You know, I want to send my friend to come see you. You know, they really need your help. She's just diabetes, et cetera. So, so I've been doing it now for quite a bit of time, and I just love it. I'm very passionate about empowering folks, the people out there who want to really know how to make it happen. how to make my life be much more prosperous and healthy in a natural way.
Yeah, I really like that natural element. The when you listen to some of the Western medication, I don't know if medication is the right word for it, that they talk about the side effects. You know, take Xylene 12. You know, does your mother-in-law talk too loud? Take Xylene 12. You know, but you might experience these side effects up to and including cardiac arrest or whatever. It's like, well, crap, you know, I mean, either help me or get the hell out of the way. And so I think it's going to be through people like you who are, A, willing to listen to their intuition, and B, want to find the solution that was already there, that Mother Nature had in place from the beginning, that are going to have the most authentic effect on our health, because every step of it is in alignment with the nature of life itself. So what kind of tips would you share with our listeners that would help them with their health?
Well, I think that if I could certainly impress upon any one thing for everyone, is the very, very simple listen to your body. Listen to what your body is telling you. Many times we'll say to ourselves, you know, why is this happening to me? Why do I feel this way? I think that if we stop and pay more attention to what the signs and symptoms, the signs and signals the body gives, like the very simple one I mentioned earlier, you sit down to a meal, you consume the meal, and after your couple minutes, you're like, wow, I am exhausted, I am stuffed, my stomach is just like, oh, doing backflips. Well, that is a sign. Your body is trying to tell you something. And if it doesn't feel good, that means it's not good. If you sit down to your meal and you eat this beautiful meal, and let's just say it's a beautiful salad with a lovely chicken breast, and you're finished your meal and you sit back and you feel energized and you feel clear in the mind, and you're not ready to go to bed. You're ready to go up to the next step. I'm going to go out and go dancing tonight. I'm going to go to the movies with my friends and enjoy time and social hour. That tells you you've made a good choice. Your body's happy. It's rewarding you with energy and vibrance. Listen to your body. It will tell you. It will let you know what is happening inside and what's good and what's not the best choice for you.
Wow. Food plays such a critical role in our lives, and yet it's been stepped on so much too. I like how you are telling us to pay attention, you know. It's like our bodies will tell us what we need to hear, but we won't hear it unless we're actually listening.
That's right. We just, you know, I love that little philosophy that somebody created somewhere out there, that the abbreviation is KISS. Keep it super simple. And I believe that's really what we could all afford to do each and every day, whether it's, you know, our food choices, you know, how much we're going to put on our list of to-dos, you know, just keep it super simple. Enjoy life for what it is. Listen to your body. Take care of that body. It's the only one you have. It's your temple. Nurture it. Cherish it. You know, don't take advantage of it. You only get one. It's not like the car. There's not a car lot out there for bodies that you can just go and purchase a new one. When that gallbladder no longer works anymore or that liver is exhausted, you can't go get a new one quite so simply like you can replace that car or the carburetor in the car. We have to nurture and take care of our bodies as our temple. It's the only one we have.
Do you see patterns in diseases with personality types, or like related to perhaps stress or occupation?
Yes, I do. And I always like to treat each one of my clients as the individual that they are. and certainly view everything with a clear mind and no preconceptions with each encounter. But I do have to admit that there are occasions when I see certain people in certain positions and jobs, for example, that, boy, I mean, their stress level couldn't get any crazier. Or that, in fact, you know, are of the Mediterranean descent culturally. However, they have been raised with their spouse who is a farmer and they eat a lot of meat and they're having a hard time with that. So you do really see a lot of correlation between folks and their professions and the amount of stress and how it affects the body, as well as culturally. It's interesting when you really start to delve into getting to know a person that it really explains itself to you. It just starts to evolve into this clear understanding of why this person is experiencing the things that they are and how interestingly enough to kind of give you hope and understanding that, let's say you come from a family that has had a terrible genetics of a bad digestion, or everyone has had cancer, et cetera, et cetera. We've heard all the stories about, oh, it's in my family. But genetics is only half the puzzle piece. The other half is what you choose to do with your food choices and your nutritional choices, taking care of your body, spirituality, your relaxation, your life happiness. That's the other half of the pie. Genetics is only part of it. You can alter and change what has been given to you genetically if you don't like it.
I got to think that Western medicine and their ideology would have blind spots as far as what can affect our health. I wonder how many people have been told by their doctor, well, you know, it's, you know, you're going to have to accept some of these things. You're growing older now, and you know you're not the spring chicken you used to be. And yeah, I tell you, I'm over 50, and I feel great. I don't think anybody should put up with anything but a vibrant body. Life's too short to accumulate problems. I like to shed and let go of problems as I go through it, so I get lighter as I go along.
Most definitely. You know, it's true. I mean, we've probably heard many stories if we haven't experienced them ourselves. And even myself, when I went to have an eye exam 2 years ago, and I hadn't had one in a while, but I knew my eyes were changing, and I always had fabulous vision. And the young, handsome doctor who came to help me said to me that, well, yeah, just buy some readers. It's, you know, it comes with age. It's just what happens.
Yeah, put up with it.
And
Yes,
and I was so disappointed when that was what he had to share with me, when I knew perfectly well that there are things I can do to alter that, you know, nutrition, et cetera. And unfortunately, you know, it's lack of education. You know, Western doctors don't take an extensive nutrition courses. It's not part of their curriculum. I mean, just look at what our food pyramid looks like. You know, it's not something that promotes great health for most people. You know, so there are other options out there.
Well, I think you hit it on the head when you said the information, it isn't out there for what can be done. So I really encourage our listeners to think about their physical physique and their mental and spiritual physique, and imagine living at the next notch up or the notch above that. And I really like what you have going here. There's nothing like stopping and looking under the hood with that microscope to actually see, quite literally see, what's going on in your body. I mean, that's got to be a kick to do that over time. And at some point, you're going to look in the microscope and see an effect or a pattern that you've seen before. And it's got to feel good because you're changing people's lives. I mean, really, aren't you?
It is. You know, I can't tell you how rewarding that is for me. You know, just some simple things sometimes that people don't realize could make such a difference. And when they implement them and we come back and visit again, it's like I'm visiting with a whole new person. You know, they're feeling better, their blood looks better, they're happier. I mean, it's an amazing transition.
Wow, very nice. Well, do you have a web page or an email? I mean, how can people get a hold of you?
You can visit me on my website, and it is the name of the practice, which is Your Healing Connection, which is spelled urhealingconnection.com. And to keep it super simple, you can reach me by email, which is Denise, D-E-I-N-S-E, at yourhealingconnection.com. And if you want to just give me a call and we can chat and schedule a time to visit, I would love to do that. And my phone number is 720-402-8703.
Very nice. Are you on some insurances?
Actually, what I do is not covered by insurance. It is considered alternative health, but I have very reasonable rates. And on my website, you can see a few of the packages that I offer, and I'm always willing to work with folks.
While you were saying that, I was just thinking, and if you do have insurance, we'll give you Prilene 12, and you can have the side effects.
Yes.
I find it funny.
You know, there are side effects left to eating naturally, and that's feeling good.
I think it's funny that our healthcare industry doesn't embrace natural, authentic techniques as well. You know, things are as they are, but you now have information. You now, I mean, what a great description. I mean, when you talk about sitting in your office and both you and the client looking at the projector and looking at the sample of blood, man, what an organic way to understand the health of your body. I mean, it just sounds excellent.
It is really an eye-opener for a lot of people to actually have that visual of what's happening in the body. It really does give them some clarity to what they're feeling.
Do you have other examples of like what healthy blood looks like, or
what healthy blood looks like?
I mean, if you're sitting there looking at it and you're seeing the artifacts in there that you're trying to understand, to know what healthy blood looks like, I would imagine would give you a better understanding.
Sure. When we look at the blood under the microscope, ideally what we want to see is all those beautiful red cells free-floating, independently, looking very identical in size and shape, no imperfections, damaged by, you know, free radicals, lots of white blood cells throughout the entire slide that we look through. We're seeing, you know, the neutrophils who are our garbage cleaners out there just cleaning up the plasma. We love to see those guys out there doing their job. There are times when I do get to visit with somebody who has that beautiful blood that looks that way. And I love to see that because, you know, it's certainly a reward for the patient, too, to really understand that, wow, what I'm doing is working. Yay! You know, pat on the back. So
get that. To be able to get the feedback and see the difference that the choices you've made and the actions you've taken has made on your blood composition.
Exactly. It's very rewarding.
Well, and so accurate for the feedback. I really like it. Well, you know, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I really like what you're doing. I encourage our listeners to take you up on your offer and go get that analysis, because what an organic way. Not only do you look at it organically, but you treat it organically with the herbs. So I knew there's a reason you'd be a good fit for the show, and now I understand it even better. It's such a whole picture. I mean, the balance that you bring to it is just across the board organic, and I really like that.
Well, thank you so much, Les, for allowing me to share what it is that I offer to all the folks that listen to you. And, you know, again, thank you so much for the opportunity. And I just want to extend an invitation to all those who are listening that if you did like what you heard today and want to learn more about how we can work together and make you a healthier you in a natural way, give me a call, send me an email, and throughout the rest of the month of April and through the month of May, I'll extend a 10% discount on your initial consult just for mentioning you heard us here on the radio station.
Well, very nice. I appreciate that. Well, thanks for joining us on the show. It's been really good having you.
Thanks so much, Les. You guys take care. Great to be here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's when you take action on the things that make a difference in your life, to your own being, to your own self, that you end up in a better place. I mean, your future can have so many different paradigms, so many possible outcomes. And here you are living your days with your mindset and your attitudes and your choices and preferences, and you're clicking off time, and we're all doing it. It's the nature of life. But when you take the time to work on yourself, to work on your own personal development, you're literally changing the direction of your future. Humanity now is coming out of some of the most challenging times that I think a population could live in. If you look at our history and our culture over the past thousands of years, we've been so inundated with a rough ride, to say the least. I mean, war and a real culture of kind of control or a mindset that really doesn't serve humanity for what it's capable of. You know, I think about the nature of heaven on earth. What would heaven on earth look like? And it would be people who are fulfilled. They're genuinely fulfilled in a complete perspective. I mean, the whole picture. There's your soul that has this idea of what your life can be, and it has the information to make it happen. It just needs your desire. There's your heart that has compassion for others if you listen to it and heal it. Sometimes wounded hearts don't have any compassion because the compassion's hidden under a big pain body. But if you go in and heal that pain body, you'll find that there is compassion in your heart. And when you honor the compassion in your heart, you move to a place of service to others. So we have our soul and we have our heart. And then we have our mind. And our mind likes to enjoy life. I mean, if we're not enjoying life, we're not enjoying life. So for our mind to be able to choose the things that it genuinely prefers. Sometimes our mind makes choices on what's expected of us. Sometimes our mind makes choices on what society expects. And when we don't honor what our own preference is, we're not really sincerely finding that element of joy. And so when you can take the intention or the dream that your soul has for your life and honor that with action, so every day you make progress, you don't have to solve every puzzle every day. You don't have to work from morning to night nonstop on it. That wouldn't give you any space for you to feel joy or compassion, everything in balance. But when you see the idea, the dream that your soul has for your life, and you honor it with action every day, then your soul is fulfilled. And when you honor the compassion that your heart has for humanity with actions and choices during the day, and they can be as simple as holding the door open for somebody or a smile or a hug, that compassion allows your heart to feel fulfilled. And then when your mind feels like it has some say in what's going on, that's part of that personal sovereignty. When your mind has a sense that it can make choices tomorrow that it's going to enjoy, it can rest content tonight knowing that it will enjoy the future. And when you bring that kind of balance to these three elements in your life, you're going to find a deep sense of peace within your being. And I created New Human Living so people could find the power that is inside all of us and to engage that power with a passion. And that passion is like the accelerant or the fuel. And then you engage your life purpose. When you get firing on all cylinders there, you feel so electric. You feel so wonderful about your life because you're living a dream that you haven't experienced yet that's exciting, and you're honoring it every day with your thoughts and your actions. And so heaven isn't this finish line that when you run through the gate, poof, everything dissolves away and you live in this pure white paradise in every moment. You can go into heaven and then turn around and take a step right back out of heaven, because in every choice we have free agency, infinitum. There's no moment when that's going to turn off, and that free agency can take you towards heaven or it can take you away from heaven. But when you live your life where you're in balance and you pay attention to the elements of your life and you make sure everyone is fulfilled, every one of those elements is fulfilled, I tell you what, there's just this genuine joy that comes over you. And I believe all of us as a culture can experience that. And New Human Living is a platform that I created to help us do just that. So show up for yourself. Show up and honor your potential. Honor your health. Go and see Denise and give her a call and get your blood analyzed and take those steps that grow you, because I believe we have a wonderful future ahead of us if we just honor our own potential and show up for ourselves. And I'm so excited for us. No, it's good to be back on the air, and I'm looking forward to life. So, you know, until next time, it's been a good show tonight. Take care.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.